South African Deputy Home Affairs Minister Molusi Gigaba says his government has accepted the need for a new policy approach towards Zimbabweans.
We've taken an important decision which acknowledges that migration patterns between South Africa and Zimbabwe have probably changed permanently.
Several years ago, the government said it thought as many as 3 million undocumented Zimbabweans were living in South Africa. But that figure may now be much higher following the catastrophic decline in Zimbabwe's economy in the past 12 months and a cholera epidemic that has affected some 90,000 people and claimed over 4,000 lives. It is thought that at the peak of the recent influx about 2 months ago, thousands of Zimbabweans were entering the country each day. The new dispensation for Zimbabweans means that for at least 6 months, they will not only be permitted to live in South Africa, they will also be allowed to work. Home Affairs Deputy Director General Jackson McKay says if necessary, that period could be extended.
After 6 months, we will review and assess the situation again in terms of what's happening back home in Zimbabwe, what is the situation, and if there is still a compelling reason for us to have a special dispensation, we will extend that for a further 6 months.
The net effect of the new arrangement is that undocumented Zimbabweans who are currently in South Africa will no longer be subject to arrest and deportation. They and others arriving at the country's borders will be able to obtain the special permits granting them 6 months' stay. But Gigaba says the implementation is dependent on setting up a complex interministerial structure to manage Zimbabwean migrants.
So the police services are going to be involved, the provincial and local governments are going to be involved. We are all going to work together as part of one structure to try and implement this decision.
McKay adds that over and above the interdepartmental cooperation, the government will also have to set up new offices and systems.
It's going to need for us to have registration centers in every province. It's going to be a huge exercise in getting the IT system set up to deal with that.
The new policy is a major change and comes after severe criticism by activist groups. The government was failing its responsibility towards Zimbabweans forced to flee their own country to escape grinding poverty. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.